Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome back to another exciting Geek Vibes Live interview. I'm your host, Tia, and I have with me Farah Love from the web series Superhero Diaries that we've been covering here at Geek Vibes Nation. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, fabulous. I mean, the weather doesn't know what it wants to do ever, but that's okay, right? So, Farah, you play Miss Marvel in Superhero Diaries. And I would say that you are the first live action version of this character. So, I mean, that has to feel pretty cool, right?
Oh my God. Yes. It's definitely exciting. Especially seeing like a comic character turn into real life. Especially with the web series coming out, it's very, very exciting. So I'm just happy about it.
I mean, I love that you're playing this character who we in the geeky world are all really excited to get her own show. And so you come in and you seem like this just really bright personality among everyone. So, I mean, what is your inspiration behind this character on this web series? I know it's, you know, it's fun and everything, but I mean, how do you get into character being that you're the first live action version?
Yeah, it's interesting because I feel like I'm exactly her character because I actually am a Pakistani Muslim. And, you know, she grows up conservatively a little bit, finding out about who she is as she's going through life. And I kind of feel like the same way. When I was a teenager, you know, I was also trying to figure out like who I was, what I was going to do, finding out, you know, how relationships work and all of that. And I feel like that is like her life is my life, honestly. A fun fact about her character is I actually did audition for her character in the Disney series.
Oh, you did? Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. What was that audition process like?
So it was two different scenes and it was like 5 pages each, so it was like 10 pages, and I remember getting like the script for it, and I had 2 days to memorize 10 pages, and then I called my acting coach. I'm like, oh my God, please help me, like I have like this like Marvel show that I'm going to be trying out for, and I'm like really excited about her character. And so I did my coaching in the morning at 9, and then I went to work the next day. And it was such a good feeling being able to audition for her role. But yeah, I didn't hear back. So obviously I didn't get it, but I'm really glad that Iman, she got it because I think she's really great for the role.
Well, and I was going to ask, so, I mean, getting onto Superhero Diaries, was it one of those things where you said, hey, I really want to play this character of Miss Marvel, or was it almost purely coincidental that that was the role that you were given?
So this role actually, it came on to me by accident. So when I auditioned for the Superhero Diaries, I actually auditioned for Catwoman. And the great thing about the audition process was that I got to do a lot of improv. And so when they saw my audition video, there was a question on there that talked about, who is like your favorite Marvel character? And then I just happened to say, I'm like, yeah, Miss Marvel is actually like my favorite superhero. And turns out I got a call back and they're like, you know what? We want to create a role just for you. And it's going to be Miss Marvel. And I was like, what? And they're like, yeah, like we feel like, you know, you do such a great job and we could totally see you as her. And I was like blown away because like essentially what happened was like I had created my own role through auditioning, through improv.
That's amazing, honestly, that you get to play this character, it was created, and now you get to bring your flair to playing a character who I feel that when she was created was so, and still to this day, was so was so important to many young girls. I know even with the upcoming Miss Marvel show, how much everyone's looking forward to that. Were you aware of Miss Marvel when she first came out in publication? Like, when was the first time you kind of were aware of this character?
Yeah, so I found out about her character maybe a little bit before the audition, because I have a friend and she did this web series on the Marvel, her character actually, and it's called Miss Marvel. It's on YouTube, and so she did a couple of episodes playing her character, and so I watched it, so I knew about her. And then the funny thing happened was, like, literally a couple months later, I found this audition online. Actually, my Pakistani friend sent it to me, and on Instagram, and I was like, oh my god, this is crazy. So I did a little bit more research, and then, you know, I applied for the role, and they're like, yeah, we want you to audition for it. And then the rest is, you know, history. But yeah, it was just recently, actually. It wasn't that long ago. It's not like I had known about it for a long time or anything like that.
Right. Well, it seems as if you just kind of fall right into this character so perfectly. It looks like you're having a lot of fun with everyone. Walk me through your process as you're doing this improv with your fellow colleagues. And also, I mean, is improv something that you were super familiar with before Superhero Diaries?
So I wasn't too familiar with it. I mean, I did take improv classes at UCB, but I would consider myself like beginner to intermediate level. And so this Superhero Diaries was my first real world experience actually doing improv. And it's so much fun. It's so exciting. I think the great thing about improv is, like, really, you have to do a really good job of listening to the other character so that you can respond, you know, in like a fun way. And I think it also helps when you have other, you know, actors that are really good at what they do, because then it's just so much more inspiring, and you can kind of, like, go off of their energy. But yeah, to answer your question, this is like my first improv experience, because a lot of the stuff that I've done is scripted.
Right. So there's a freedom, really, when it comes to improv.
Yeah. And also the great thing about her character is that I have so much flexibility with it, because she, you know, they're like, the TV series hasn't really come out. People really haven't seen her on television. And so I don't have to pretend to be somebody else. Like, I can just be myself.
Yeah, because there's kind of an expectation when you see Batman, Captain America, Wonder Woman. But for you, you really have this platform to, as you said, be yourself and kind of create this character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Some of my favorite episodes with you in it are, of course, the scene where, you know, everyone's kind of getting on Green Arrow for his show being canceled, and you and Spider-Man, and they're all talking about the upcoming projects you have. And then, of course, the episode where Miss Marvel and Wonder Woman are kind of asking Black Widow questions. But mm-hmm. Are we going to see an episode that's, you know, strictly centered around Miss Marvel coming up?
Yes, we are. Actually, we just filmed something last week. I don't know how much information I can get out, but it's all around my character. The whole episode is going to be about me and, like, the audience finding more about who I am.
Oh, so that's awesome.
It's definitely exciting. Yeah. And it's an episode is going to be about mostly myself and Harley Quinn.
Oh, okay.
And our friendship. Yeah.
That's awesome. I just spoke with Hannah last week, and she's so much fun. So that had to be really cool.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's so much fun to work with.
And so, I mean, we're in 2021, right? And we've been in this up and down pandemic. You know, how does it feel to, you know, to be having a project to work on, you know, while for so long in the entertainment industry, everything seemed kind of at a standstill?
Yeah, I feel so, so grateful to be back in production and being back on set and meeting with fellow actors. And yeah, during COVID, honestly, last year was really hard because I didn't book anything. And, you know, everyone was scared of COVID, nothing was happening. And so this year, you know, production's back up and it's been so busy. And Superhero Diaries is my first reoccurring project where I'm being asked to come back on set for these reoccurring episodes. So it's a big deal for me. It's a big deal for me. And it's really exciting, honestly. This is a type of thing that really keeps me going and keeps me alive. And, you know, I have a 9-to-5 job as well. And having this on the side is like the only thing that keeps me going sometimes.
I completely agree. What I'm doing right now with you is my side gig. I also have the, you know, 9-to-5 and everything. So what inspired you to, you know, want to get into this artistry where, you know, hopefully it'll continue to flourish and grow?
Yeah. So, you know, when you're a little kid and adults ask you like, hey, like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I always told them I wanted to be an actress. And so when I was young, I was like, yeah, I'm going to be an actor. It's going to be so fun. It's going to be exciting. And then eventually, you know, as you start to grow up and go through puberty, get into high school and college, you realize sometimes that dream that you had as a kid, is not going to happen or it's not going to be true. And in this case, it was true for me for the longest time because I grew up in a really conservative traditional Muslim family. And my family, they, you know, they didn't want me to go to film school. I wanted to go, but I had to, you know, go the academic route. So, you know, I went to like a UC school and then I got my degree and I got a corporate job and I still felt unfulfilled. Like I always felt that there was something missing in my life. And there was always this like voice inside my head that said, hey, are you really happy with your job? Are you really, you know, living your life to the fullest? And the answer was always no. I remember like in my corporate jobs, like sitting, it'd be like 3 p.m. in the afternoon. I'm like, what am I doing with my life? Like, why am I here in this office? And so what changed for me, honestly, was a couple years ago. And I went to this like networking mixer for South Asians in the creative industry. I saw this girl who looked just like me. She was a brown girl and she was doing stand-up and she was talking about her journey, her career, and how she had to fight her community and her family to do what she really believed in. And when I saw her up there, I was so inspired and that changed everything for me, just seeing somebody like me doing it. And so what happened was literally the next month after that, I enrolled in my first acting class and I started taking acting classes. I got an agent. I started networking with other actors. I joined two different professional organizations. So I'm part of the South Asian Women in Entertainment Group and also the Muslim Women in Film and Television group as well. And you know, initially I started self-submitting, and then when I got the agent, she started submitting for me. And so when I got this role, I had gotten the Superhero Diaries through my agent and I auditioned for it. But I can finally say that little kid, like me as a little kid, I'm finally living out my dreams, even though I'm doing, you know, right now I would consider myself myself pretty green still because I've only been doing this for a couple of years, because I have a lot of actor friends who have been doing this for much longer, or their whole life, or, you know, their family comes from entertainment, and that's not the case for me, you know. So I am so passionate about what I do and being able to do this so much later on. And, you know, there are times where I have self-doubt and I think about, like, you know, man, like, I'm so late doing this. I wish I started this earlier, but no, this is my time and the time is now for me. And I wouldn't want to take away any of the real world life experiences of the corporate world that I've had, because I feel like that makes me a part. I mean, it's a part of who I am now. And I have that real world experience that maybe other actors who, you know, who have been just doing acting don't have. So I do have this additional insight, which I'm really grateful for. And for me, it's so exciting in the last few years, seeing people of color, especially women of color in television, people that look like me on TV. And I feel more and more inspired. And I feel like I'm really doing this at the right time. And it's so exciting, honestly. And I'm just so, so grateful. And actually, you know, my parents don't support what I do, and I get a lot of like lashback from them. Like, why are you wasting your time doing this? But I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing because this is really something that I believe in. And this is where I'm supposed to be.
I mean, when you're passionate about something, you should never let anything stand in the way. And something that I always see is, you know, there's plenty of people in the entertainment industry, like say Oprah, who got a later start in life. So, you know, it doesn't matter that you weren't, say, a child actor or something, you know, it's good that you're getting where you are right now. And I hope that you continue it, because you have the passion, you have the drive, and that's what, you know, you should focus on. I want definitely to drive our listeners over to you. Could you let everyone who's listening know, like, can we follow you on Twitter? Can we follow you on Instagram? Do you have any social media presence that we can, you know, follow?
Yeah, so I use Instagram the most, and my Instagram is Farzia, which is my first and middle name. So it's Farahzia and then two underscores. And so I actually have one of my Instagram reel. I have one of the Superheroes Diaries episode of me on there that people can check out.
That's awesome.
And of course, we're on YouTube, Superhero Diaries. You can watch the full length video on there.
And I do. So, you know, just like two more quick questions before I let you go today. You know, you obviously tried out for Miss Marvel, which, you know, even though you didn't get, is first of all, still a feat all of its own. But is there any other superhero that you'd love to play in live action?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I put you probably on the spot.
So I know. Actually, you know what? There's this new series on Amazon Prime Video. It's called The Boys. Have you heard of it?
Oh my God, I love The Boys.
Okay, I love that. So I would love to play Starlight's character because she's so sweet. Like, she has like this sweet personality, but she's really badass. And I definitely feel like that's who I am. Like, I have this sweet personality. People think I'm nice. I mean, which I am, but then I have like this like dark badass side to myself that people don't always see until they get to know me. But I would love to play her character.
That would be such a fun character to play. Because as you said, super nice, but don't get on her bad side.
Yes.
And just, you know, one last question before we wrap up this evening. I know that you're involved in Superhero Diaries, and I'm super excited that you have this gig. Is there any other project that you have upcoming that you'd like to promote? Just like to give you the floor to be able to do that.
At this moment, I don't. Superhero Diaries has all my attention right now, my attention and time. wonderfully.
Well, for those who are listening, please make sure that you check out Superhero Diaries. You know that we at Geek Vibes Nation have been covering the episodes per week. I've been very fortunate to speak with almost all of the actors of the series, and I'm so excited for that. Farah, thank you so much for sitting down and speaking with me. I really hope to continue to watch your career and just watch you have fun on Superhero Diaries.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.